So what happens when users are forced to use a system with poor usability? As I mentioned before, user satisfaction declines and frustration increases. Safety-critical environments like healthcare, the cockpit of an airplane, a nuclear reactor control room, is no place for systems that engender dissatisfaction and frustration in users. Users are good eggs. They'll usually try to adapt when a system first comes out. But eventually, systems with poor usability will result in user resistance to use, or worse yet, an out-and-out staff mutiny. Much of the current literature is pointing to the low usability of currently available HIT systems as a significant cause of low adoption rates. As we discussed in the last slide, poorly designed HIT results in workarounds, like in the Capel article, creating extra copies of barcoded medication labels so that the nurses could avoid having to push the heavy and awkward computers on wheels, also known as COWs, into a patient room. So instead, the staff scan the extra labels in the hallways from their pockets to avoid having to push that cow into the room. So when I think about all the lightweight and mobile technologies that are available today, why design a 70-pound cow and make it part of the medication administration process? Of course people are going to find workarounds, wouldn't you? Of course, scanning the extra barcode label that the staff created and put in their pocket defeats the purpose of barcode scanning in the first place. The barcode should be on the medication and on the patient's armband so that the label and the drug can be scanned and matched. That's how you know you're given the right drug to the right patient. Extra labels in the pocket is just an accident waiting to happen. And it's all from the lack of a user-centered approach to the design of the solution. So here is where we start to see the unintended consequences of HIT that has not gone through the full user-centered design cycle.